Here on our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, theater students are adjusting to life under COVID-19 with their talents. DeAndre Anderson is a senior, and Julia Walker is a junior here at UTC. Julia, DeAndre, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And you folks are coming back with performances, of course, having to stay safe. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so they told us pretty early on before like auditions that there were going to be two shows this semester, the first of which was going to be a live in-person show. The second is fully virtual. That'll be a slightly different game. But with this new one, they had said that there were going to be social distancing guidelines. There was going to be like a lot of precautions in place. So Dre is actually in the show. So I think he can talk more about what's happening in the room right now.
Yeah. So it's been very interesting putting together a play in the midst of a pandemic. So some of the things that we've incorporated into making this come alive is, so the actors on stage will be acting out the play. We're doing the Vault Soprano. It's an absurdist play. We think that it fits the time right now in 2020 with COVID and everything going on. So you have physical actors on stage that's going to have a mask, that's going to be acting out the lines, but then you have voice actors backstage that's going to be reading the lines. So we have only two voice actors, so it's really cool to see the two of them do all the lines for all six of the characters. So it's going to be a very interesting thing to see come alive on stage.
In preparing for this so far, what are some of the challenges that you all have faced?
Some of the challenges that we have faced as actors have been having to learn how to act out things without our voices. I think a lot of the actors have realized that we lead with our voices, that makes our choices. So it's kind of interesting to have to figure out other ways to convey the message without being able to do it with our physical mouths. So it's a lot of miming. There's a lot of over the top, like, it's just really weird. But that's kind of the biggest challenges I feel like we're facing.
You mentioned that this work, The Bald Soprano, is an absurdist work and it's appropriate for this era. Without giving too much away, set it up for us.
We're in this world where a lot of things just kind of come out and it's missed. A lot of lines, a lot of events that happen in the show are like, whoa, what just happened? But none of the characters take time to really process what's going on. And I think it kind of correlates to what's going on in 2020 with the pandemic and just everything. I think there's a lot of big things happening, but it's to the point where we're not even really able to really process it, because before we can even process, the next big thing is happening. So it's kind of that theme. One of my favorite parts of the show is a clock. There's this clock that always kind of go off throughout the piece. It happens when something absurd happened and the actors never react to what just happened. It's just like, okay, on to the next thing. It's really 2020-ish. That's all I could say.
From every aspect of everything we're doing for the show has to be, you know, with COVID kind of guidelines. So I've been going in through the costume shop and we've been having to like unpack a lot of stuff. And I know that it's like super tricky because we're moving back into our old space on top of the pandemic to get a show up and running. But I think everyone is doing it very well from everything I can see. It's been safe and fun from what I hear from everyone in the cast.
And then beyond this performance, what's next?
The next show is Antigone, which is a Greek drama, and it will be online. So that's really cool. It's going to be over like almost a Zoom-esque kind of thing with all the actors filming themselves. And that will be how that's presented, which is really interesting. And then we also are trying to come up with as many performance opportunities as we can for everyone through APO, our student organization with the theater department. So we've got open spotlight on the books and stuff like that, which is just like places for us to perform, even if it does have to be virtually, so that we can really like make the most out of a semester that kind of lined itself up to maybe not be as exciting, but we're trying not to let that happen.
And where can people go online for more information?
They can go to utc.edu/theater and it should pop up all of our information for the season and how you can watch.
E-R-R-E.
R-E.
All right. Julia, DeAndre, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.